弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Good morning. 早安。
我说，到底是大家对中文回应快，还是对英文回应的好
？Don't know whether people respond more quickly to English or Chinese here.
圣诞的季节，我真想给大家最好的。
During the Christmas season, we want to give you the best.
我想做父母的，肯定也希望给自己孩子最好的。
Of course, as parents here, we want to give the best to our children.
当然，我不是说我要当大家的父母。
This is not to say that I'm going to be a parent to everyone here.
但是就是这个意思。
But this is what I mean.
也就是说，我巴不得来给大家一个很潇洒的人生。
And that's what I really mean is that I really wish that I could give everybody a really wonderful life.
能够可以做自己特别想做的事情，或者是你愿意做的事情。
So that you'd be able to do whatever it is that deep in your heart you really, really want to be able to do.
甚至能吃喝玩乐，这是起码的，对吧？
So of course you want to definitely be able to eat, drink and be merry, right?
我想在我们中间年轻人，当然我们现在也同样如此，巴不得能够做最少的事情，可以得到最大的效率。
Of course, there's many of us here, especially some of us who are younger, that probably want to be able to get as much as they can while doing as little as necessary to get it.
我们这边华人背景就是巴不得五子登科。
And those of us who come from an Asian background probably think about getting the five main things in life, the five big achievements.
什么金子房子？我搞不清楚你那五个子是什么，但是我印象中就应该金子房子车子孩子还有。帽子对不对
Yeah, so this would be money, a house, a car, a spouse, and
children,
and a high position.
Education.
A high education.
你要戴帽子对不对巴不得戴几个帽子当然现在好像人家就越发多了说是位子也能加一个那变成六个子登科了
Yeah, so now there's actually six things people are looking for, and another one is
weights.
A high position in society. Yeah.
但世界上能这样生活的人不是特别多，说句老实话。
But in reality, we know that there are not very many people who can really live this way.
而且奇怪的是，能够这样生活的人也不见得就特别满足，特别满意。
And it's also true that people who do achieve these things are not necessarily satisfied in life.
我们看这边两个人，他们两个有什么样的特点
？So look at these two people here. What do they have?In common.
来考一考大家这种明星的这种能明星的。
I'm gonna quiz you on your
明星商
trivia about movie stars here.
哦，已经露出去了。这两个人都是电影明星，而且非常有名气。
Yeah, these are of course famous movie stars.
尽管他们电影我没有看很多。
Even though I haven't seen too many of their
名字早就听到。
But I've heard their names a lot.
其实名字还是讲不清楚。这旁边是 Halle Berry 是吗？
Halle Berry.
我也是 Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Okay. 这个人是他是2004年77届奥斯卡金像奖是女主角金奖的是他拿到了。
Yeah, she got she won an Academy Award in 2002 for being the best actress. Yeah.
这个 Brad Pitt 我可能就不用说了反正他没有得过那么高级的奖可是他好像比谁都高级。
And Brad Pitt, maybe he didn't win an Academy Award, but he seems to be more popular than many others.
他打个喷嚏就人人知道，恨不得。
And when he sneezes, everybody knows.
他们两个人还有一个共同特点。
They actually have one other thing in common.
他们对自己的成功有看法。
They have a certain way of looking at their own success.
哈利他曾经这样子讲他自己的美丽，哈。
Halle once said this about her own physical appearance.
不是，她讲所有人的美丽。
Oh, she was talking about everyone's physical appearance.
她说这是她有一次 interview， 她有一次被面试的时候，人家就问她，说她非常美丽。然后她说，美貌实际上其实是没有意义的。
During an interview once, when the interviewer was commenting about how physically attractive she is.She said, "Beauty is essentially meaningless, and it is always transitory."
而且总是转眼逝去，已经讲出来了。
It's always transitory.
他说美貌从来没有给他带来过好处。他当然，哦，这个是他说的，至少。
Yeah, she said she feels like her own physical beauty has really never brought her anything deeply meaningful in life.
Brad Pitt, 他这样说，他也是一次 interview， 他一次面试的时候，他这样讲。
And Brad Pitt, when he was being interviewed, he said this.
他说，实际上大家都觉得，我有了这些车，有了房子，有了这些我们大家都觉得成功的这些标志。
He said, I seem to have everything that people think comes along with success. I have a nice house, I have a car, I have all these other things.
但奇怪的是这些事情不给我带来，没有给人带来满足，反倒觉得让人觉得自己无能，觉得自己空虚，觉得自己孤独。
But then he said, these things have really not brought me a deep sense of satisfaction. It's left me feeling empty.
他说我告诉你吧，而且他说我告诉你，你一旦有了一切，你就会只剩下自己。
And he says, I'm telling you, once you've got everything, then you're left just with yourself.
他说我以前说过一次，我还要再说一次。
He said, I've said it before and I'll say it again.
这个不会让你睡得更好。
These things don't help you sleep better.
而且你醒来的时候不会因为有了这些而感觉更好。
And you don't wake up any better because of these things that you have.
所以这可能是我为什么喜欢他们俩的原因。
So this might be one reason why I really like these two.
突然觉得我们有共同之处。
I really feel like there's something in common here.
其实不仅电影明星会有这样的感觉在人生之中。
It's not just movie stars who would have this feeling.
其实在这个世界上我们有多于60亿的人了已经。
But actually, throughout the world, our population has already exceeded 6 billion people.
我们这些在北美居住的人其实生活水准高于至少 99% 在世上的人。
And statistically, folks who live in North America are living a higher standard of living than 99% of the rest of the world.
但是美国人不是很开心的人。
But Americans tend not to be very happy people.
我们不满足，我们缺乏，我们觉得自己。
We feel like we're always lacking something.
而且圣诞节好像是提醒我们的缺乏。
And it seems like at Christmas, that's when we're reminded of the things that we don't have.
我们没有足够的钱，所以有些东西买不了。
We don't have enough money, so there are certain gifts that we're not able to buy.
有东西买了又没地方放。
And then sometimes we buy certain things, but we have nowhere to put them in our house.
好不容易买好了，放好了，哎，过了两个月，突然就后悔了。
And then sometimes we struggle to be able to buy something, and we put it in our house, but then after a couple of months,We regret that we made this purchase.
因为有人比我们更好，而且新的东西马上就出来了。
Because we find that other people have better things than we do, and then after a couple of months, whatever we bought is already no longer in style or already has been superseded by something else.
我不知道你们中间多少人有 iPad.
I don't know how many people here have an iPad.
你们就把手举一举。你们有没有最新的 iPad?
Do you have the newest iPad?
你们知道什么叫最新的 iPad 吗？
Do you know what the newest one's called?
哎，果然还有几个能跟上时髦的。
Yeah.
果然有谁有最新的
？Who has the absolutely newest one? The newest one.
iPad, iPad 2, iPad 3, iPad Mini. 然后我们正准备买的时候，突然发现有 iPad Air， 马上就等不买了。
Yeah, so there's been iPad, iPad 2, iPad 3, iPad Mini, and now an iPad Air has come out.
而且平安夜，圣诞节是想带平安的。
And we know at Christmas people talk about peace, about Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
但是平安夜提醒我们，我们没有平安。
But this season where people talk so much about peace reminds us that we don't have peace in our
lives. 我们看我们这个世界缺平安。
We know that this world really lacks peace.
我们所住的社会，我们周围社区少平安。
We know that the society around us does not have peace.
我们家里没有平安。
There's no peace in our families sometimes.
其实更痛苦是我们自己。都没有平安。
And even worse, even we ourselves do not have peace.
就像1987年有一首歌特别有名，当然这跟大家年龄有关系。
Yeah, there was
年龄到了，可能大概知道这首歌。
A big hit in 1987. Some of you who are older here might remember this song.
就唱这样一首歌，非常有名气，得了一大堆的奖。
There was this particular song became very famous, won many many awards.
他说我还没有找到。我要找的那个东西。
Yeah, the group U2 recorded this hit, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
我们花了很多的时间，很多的精力，读了很多的书，结交了很多的朋友，可是我们仍然没有找到我们一直在找的那个东西。
We've spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money. We've gotten a lot of education, but we still haven't found what we're looking for.
我们到底在干什么
？What is it we're really doing?
就像耶和华上帝借着一个先知以赛亚就问当时的以色列人。
A long time ago, God asked the people of Israel in ancient times through one of the prophets the same question.
这个时候他们已经是背井离乡流落到巴比伦几百英里之外的一个地方。
At that time, the people of Israel were being held in captivity and bondage as exiles. In Babylon, long, far away from their homeland.
上帝问他们。
And God asked them.
其实也是今天在问我们。
And he's also asking us the same question today.
我们大家一块来读。
Let's read this together.
中文开始，先开始，一二三，请。你们为何花钱买那不是食物的东西，用劳碌得来？
Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy?
什么才是我们真正的食物？
What does it mean to have real food?
什么才能使我们真正满足？
What is it that can really bring us true satisfaction?
我们就来听上帝对这些以色列人他们的邀请。
Let's listen to the invitation that God gave to the ancient Israelites.
这也实际上是对我们所有人的邀请。
Actually, this invitation is also to all of us.
好，我们继续中文开始，一二三，请来，你们所有干渴的都当来到水边，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不付代价，就可买酒和奶。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat.Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
不知道你们觉得这个整个的口气是一种什么样的口气？
I wonder, can you sense what kind of a voice is being used here to express this invitation?
哦，其实下面还有两句，还有两句。
There's actually two more lines.
好，我们再来一二三，请你们要留意听从我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。当侧耳而听，来到我这里，要听就必存活。
Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live.
你觉得这是一种什么样的口气？上帝在干什么？
What kind of voice is God using as he extends this invitation?
好像是不是那种特别有礼貌、特别矜持的那种味道。
It doesn't seem like it's just a quiet, gentle, polite invitation, does it?
实际上，这短短的三句，原文中间用了十二个命令词，带有命令词这个味道。
Actually, in the original language, we can see that in these three sentences, these three short sentences, there are actually 12 words that are actually expressed as commands that show up in there.
所以这个请柬本身是一个急迫的。
So there's a tremendous amount of earnestness here in this invitation.
而且充满了鼓励，快点来，快点来。
And this is filled with encouragement. Quickly, quickly, do this, do this.
你有饥渴，你如果贫乏，你就快点来。
Yeah, if you're thirsty, if you're poor, come, come quickly.
因为我要满足你的一切。
Because I want to satisfy everything for you.
你说，难道说别人不喜欢我没关系了吗？
Does this mean that if other people don't like me, it doesn't matter?
这是不是就意味着我孤独也没有关系。
Does it mean that if I'm lonely, it doesn't matter?
或者我没有那个 iPad Air 也没有问题。
Or if I don't have an iPad Air, it's all right?
难道我的情况真的是可以改变吗？
Can my situation really change?
我的身体真的是可以被医治吗？
Can my body really be healed?
我的家里真的是可以有平安吗？
Can there really be peace in my family?
我的孩子真的是可以回转吗？跟我有好的关系吗？
Can my son or daughter really change and we can have a good relationship?
我真的要接受你的请柬吗？
Can I really receive this invitation?
神的心意是非常明显的。
God's will is very, very clear in these verses.
一二三，请当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，在他接近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
主的心意是，无论你是多么的绝望，无论你是多么的不想再来试一次，觉得试一次再来被失望一次，主说你来。
God's will here is very clear. No matter how many times we've experienced disappointment in our lives, He says, come.
而且要快快来。
He says, come quickly.
你快快来到上帝面前，因为来到他面前就能得到真正的满足。
Come quickly before the Lord, because when you come before the Lord, you will find true satisfaction.
他让我们接受上帝的邀请，来领受真正的满足。
He invites us to receive His invitation and receive true satisfaction.
你跟你周围说，你快点接受上帝邀请。
Say to the person around you, quickly receive God's invitation.
而且说你就这样才能得到满足。
And say to the person, this, only in this way will you be satisfied.
有人高兴，只是不跟周围人讲，你不讲他就不去，你怎么办？
So some people here I can see aren't saying this to the person around you. How are they going to receive it?
就跟你跟周围人说快一点快一点快一点。
Say to the person next to you, quickly, quickly, quickly.
我们为什么要这样子快快来接受上帝邀请？为什么我们不怕失望？
Why is it that we need to receive God's invitation quickly and not be afraid of disappointment?
我们之所以可以这样做是因为上帝他自己的本性。
The reason we can do this is because of God's character.
是他自己的属性，是他自己本身向我们展明的，他自己究竟是谁。
Because God has demonstrated to us what kind of a God he is.
这个上帝，我们从今天的经文就将要看到，他首先他是恩典丰富的一个上帝。
We can see from this passage of scripture that we've looked at here that God is a God filled with grace.
是一个，好，下一个，我这个没有电池，那个 no， 他是一个恩典丰富的上帝，他是一个智，他的智慧最高，上帝的话语可靠。
He is a God of whose grace is abundant, whose wisdom is supreme, and whose word is trustworthy.
好，我们先看，你先，我们大家一二三，请，上帝恩典丰盛。
God's grace is abundant.
上帝智慧最高。
God's wisdom is supreme.
上帝话语可靠。
And God's word is trustworthy.
下一个，我们先大家一看，上帝恩典丰富。
Let's look first at this idea that God's grace is abundant.
你跟周围人讲，上帝的恩典就是丰富。
Say to the person next to you, God's grace is abundant.
因为上帝所给他们的，首先就是免费的。
Because what we can see, what God offers is free.
所以下面这个我们刚才读的经文第一节上面说到，没有银钱的也可以来，不用银钱，不付代价。你就可以吃，就可以喝。
Yeah, we can see in this verse that God's invitation is to those who have no money, and you don't need money to buy what He offers.
或者你根本就没有力气。对我们来讲，今天我已经不行了，主啊，我已经不行了。
Or you might feel that you just have no strength in life.
而且这个不仅上帝给的，不仅是免费，而且是丰丰富富的。
But we can also see that not only is what God offers.Coming to us for free, but it's also great abundance.
你说我只想要个 iPad， 主给了个 iPad Air.
You might think I only wanted an iPad, but what God offers is an iPad Air.
主说你来吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
God says, "Eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare."
而且实际上呢，这个。说原文他这一个整个的这样的所描述的形象特别像当年大卫王这些所有的王当他们王有请宴席的时候他们所用的这样的语气
This is the same idea the same picture that is shown to us from the time in ancient times when a king would host a banquet and invite large numbers of guests to a banquet in which the table was filled with incredible abundance.
所以当上帝在这个地方说的时候，他的请柬上说：“你们就必存活，我要跟你们立永远的约。”这个时刻。
And God says that in the midst of this, I'm going to make an everlasting covenant with you.
其实上帝就是在邀请这些以色列人，在已经流亡他乡的以色列人，就说：“你来进入一个新的生活。”
God is saying to the Israelites who have been cast off into exile in Babylon to come and experience a new life.
那是一个崭新的呼召
A brand new call.
崭新的使命
And a brand new commission.
他们不仅是让他们回到耶路撒冷更重要的是重归上帝
Not only is he inviting them to return to Jerusalem, but to return to him and be reconciled with him.
因为这个重活是讲的属灵上的生命
This is talking here about spiritual life.
而上帝所立的这个永远的约就是从大卫那个约这样下来实际上是要靠着弥赛亚来成就
And this everlasting covenant that's described here is one that continues the covenant God made with David and that's a covenant that is coming through the Messiah
这个弥赛亚的另外一个翻译就是基督
And another word for this idea of Messiah is the Christ
也就是唯有耶稣可以成就
And only Jesus can accomplish this
所以耶稣我们上次也说到耶稣就跟生活有极大挑战的一个妇女如此说
There was a time when Jesus once said to a woman at the well.
一二三，请谁喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
然后主耶稣又和一群真是巴不得能够永远吃免费食物的人如此说。
And Jesus once said to a crowd of people who were hoping to be able to eat for free,
我就是生命的粮，到我这里来绝不饥饿，信我的永不干渴。
He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
We once knew
a student at Shenzhen University in China. He became a Christian while participating in a fellowship group of students on campus.
然后呢，他信了主之后，一年之后，他就再见到他的时候，发现他有非常大的变化。
And after a year, encountering the student again, we discovered that he had experienced a tremendous change in his life.
他本来他人生的目标就是出国。
Previously, his only goal in life was to be able to leave China and go abroad.
然后呢，就是如果用现在这个词，就是浮躁，对不对？这个人就没有那根了，就是就躁，整个。
And so to put it in kind of more contemporary terms, it would be like his life is really sort of just floating. It's not really anchored to anything.
他一信主之后，心里就有一种很奇怪的这样的满足。
But then after he became a follower of Jesus Christ, his heart experienced a tremendous amount of satisfaction.
他就说，信了主之后，他明白，只要有了主，在哪儿都行。
And he said he came to understand that as long as he had Jesus Christ in his life, it didn't matter where he lived.
他心里有非常奇妙的平安。
And he was filled with an amazing amount of peace.
然后生命方向就完全不一样了。
And the whole direction of his life changed.
所以他后来呢，是在一个小学里边做司机。
Eventually he found a job working as a driver for an elementary school.
当然那个是很暂时的一段时间，可是他要平时的他肯定受不了。
Now this, of course, was just a temporary thing in his life, but
要如果正常以前的他肯定受不了这种。
Probably previously he would not have really enjoyed this kind of work at all.
所以，但是他就特别感谢上帝，他每次他开车的时候载人，他都要放那种福音的这种歌让大家听。
And so every time he went to pick anybody up or provide transportation for anyone, he always played some Christian music in the car.
然后他的学校是在深大对面这个地方。
And his the school where he worked was right opposite the main entrance to Shenzhen University.
然后深大当时学生聚会的时候就被学校就不准他们聚会。
And for a period of time, Christian groups were not permitted to meet on campus.
结果他就跟他们小学的校长说，就让学生就到了他们小学里边聚会，这帮大学生。
And he talked to his supervisor, who was the principal of the school, and asked, could the students come and meet there in the school?
这个校长不是基督徒，但是校长知道他这个人不错。
The school principal, of course, was not a Christian, but she knew that this guy was a really good guy.
看来基督教也没有什么不好。
And she said, well, actually, it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with what they're doing.
好像他比别的孩子还是要好的，好了很多。
It seems like these folks who are Christians really are very good.
所以他也就支持他们在他们小学中间聚会。
And so the principal allowed students to meet there in the school.
这样子和上帝有如此相遇的生命就会不一样。
We can see what kind of a transformation came about in someone's life as a result of their encounter with God.
还有另外一个姐妹，我今天早上还在跟她打电话，我说我能不能把你的见证来分享出来。
And there's another testimony that I want to share too from a sister. And actually, I spoke with her this morning and asked if it would be all right for me to share her testimony with you.
她说好，非常好。她说我巴不得大家知道。
And she said that would be great. I would love it for everyone to hear my story.
她是从小就特别吃苦。
She was one who had a very bitter life growing up.
所以她就盼望着自己长大了，就是非常简单的愿望，有一个很好的家。
And so she had a very simple desire growing up. She just wanted to have a peaceful family life when she got grew up.
可以生儿育女。
So that she could have children and be peaceful.
但是他又是一个很有才华的一个人。
But she was also one who was very talented.
所以他实际上他上的学，他读的书，受的教育都非常的好。
And she had a very good education.
但是他有一个非常大的痛苦。
But she also experienced a tremendous amount of bitter, a tremendously bitter experience.
有一天，她的先生回到中国。
One day, her husband went back to China.
然后就告诉她不回来了。
And told her that he's never coming back.
说我要跟你离婚。
And said I'm going to divorce you.
然后她在网上一查，发现哦，有她不知道怎么回事，她先生跟别人的结婚的照片已经有了。
And she got online and she somehow realized that her husband had actually already gotten remarried in China.
所以她是非常非常痛苦。
And she felt extremely, extremely sad.
我印象特别深刻，因为她有一天晚上我收到一个电话。
I remember very clearly because one night I got a phone call from her.
她就说你有时间吗？
She said, 我不认识她。She said, do you have a few minutes?I didn't really know her well at that point.
我说没有时间。
I said, I don't really have time right now.
因为那都快十二点钟了。
Because it was almost midnight.
我还要准备第二天，那是礼拜四晚上，第二天礼拜五台服我们有那个灵修会，我还要做其中一部分的讲员。我说我没有时间。
And so I told her that the next day, actually it was a Thursday night that she called the next day. I was actually supposed to be be one of the speakers at an event that was happening here at the church.
没有，是在另外，在学校。对，然后我后来一想，哎，这么晚给我打电话又不认识我，我说你有没有急事
？And but then I got to thinking, okay, this is somebody who doesn't, I don't really, she doesn't really know me very well, and she called me this late at night. Maybe there's something wrong. So I asked her, is everything okay?
她说我活不下去了。
And she said, I can't go on living.
我一听这话，我说我再大的事情我都得放下，我都会放下的。
So when I heard her say that, I realized it didn't matter what I was doing, I needed to stop and listen and talk with her.
我从来没有跟任何人讲过话，觉得那一个人绝望到那种地步。
I've never met anyone else in my life who I felt was that discouraged.
我真是担心，如果把电话放下，他很有可能就会把自己生命结束掉。
And I really was afraid that if I put the phone down.That she might actually take her own life.
而且我以前受的很多的这个训练就是这样一种情况，你千万不要放电话这个时刻。
And a lot of training that I had received before reminded me that in this kind of a situation you cannot put the phone down.
而且我当时就从那天开始，然后就有几年跟他这样的关系。
And so after from that moment, I continued to interact with her for a number of years.
她实际上是受过洗的基督徒。
She actually was a Christian, a baptized Christian.
但是就是因为这样一件事情，她重新回到教会。
And interestingly, because of this experience, she came back to church.
她在这个过程之中，有很多弟兄姐妹爱她，陪着她一块读经，陪着她一块祷告。
And through this process, so many Christians came alongside of her, prayed with her, talked with her, read scriptures with her.
神告诉她，你不可以拿掉自己的生命。
And God told her, "You cannot take your own life."
因为你拿掉自己的生命，撒旦就赢了。
Because God said to her, "If you take your own life, then that means Satan has won."
所以你要仰望上帝。
You need to look to the Lord.
所以他每天就读经，每天两个小时至少就跟人一块查经，每天要跟人一块祷告。
And so she began a habit of reading the Bible and praying every day.She would spend sometimes hours with someone else reading scripture and praying.
所以今年夏天五月份的时候。
This year, in the month of May,
她的工作突然失去了。
She suddenly lost her job.
所以你就想象我们这些周围的人会紧张成什么地步。
So you can imagine how nervous the people around her would be.
哎，她就特别的镇静。
But it was amazing. She was absolutely at peace.
因为我们大家第一担心她没有钱，这个生活怎么办？第二担心她这个情绪上到底怎么办？
People were worried first about her financial situation, and then were worried about her emotional stability.
而且还特别担心她怎么不担心。
And then people were also even more concerned, why isn't she worried?
但是实际上是她后来跟我讲了一次话，我就放心了。
But then after I had a chance to talk with her, I also felt at peace too.
她说不要紧，上帝会来保守我的。
She said, "Don't worry. God is going to take care of me."
她说过去几年那么难，上帝就把我带过来了。
She said, "I've been through much, much worse experience over the last few years, and God saw me through all of it."
结果到了十月九月底的时候，她在教会里做了个见证。她还没有拿到工作，在教会里面做了个见证。
then we fast forward to the end of September. She shared a testimony in church, even though she had still not yet found a job.
她见证什么?
What did she say?
一个人连工作都没有。
She had no. She's a single person with no job.
先生这样子离开她，婚姻就这样子拖了几年之后就只能这样子解除了。
And after her husband left her like this, and her marriage fell apart.
她有什么好做见证的?
What kind of a testimony could she possibly share?
她一在台上一站着。
As soon as she stood up in church to share her testimony,
教会人都会流眼泪。
Everyone in church began to cry.
她说，我在这个地方就是神迹。
Said, "My the fact that I can stand here in front of you is a miracle in and of itself."
谢主。
Thanks be to God.
这就是上帝，就是耶稣基督，他所给的。
This is the gift from Jesus Christ.
超过这世上一切的东西。
This exceeds everything else that life could possibly give.
不是他的先生，不是他的家。
It wasn't her husband. It wasn't her family.
没有，不是他的工作。
And her job or her job.
就是主耶稣。
But Jesus alone.
所以主的恩典是丰盛的。
God's grace is truly abundant.
主的恩典是够用的。
And God's grace is always sufficient.
所以来吧。
So come.
来接受这个邀请。
Come and receive this invitation.
所以我们可以接受上帝的邀请，还有第二个原因。
So we can receive God's invitation because of the second reason as well.
因为上帝的智慧最高。
Because God's wisdom is supreme.
主就在下面的话，大家一二三，请。我的意念非同你们的意念。这是耶和华说的，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路。我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以上帝的意念，上帝的道路，就是要把他们带回他们的家园。
God's plans for the ancient Israelites was to bring them back to their homeland.
不仅是带回家园，更是要带到有上帝同在的地方。
But not just to bring them back to their homeland, to actually bring them back to the place where they could experience God's presence.
就像当年圣殿，上帝的圣殿在他们中间所代表的那样的形象一样。
Just like what was represented by the presence of God's temple in their midst.
其实以色列实实在在像是一面镜子。
Actually, the people of Israel are like a mirror for us.
他们的历史让我们看到我们跟上帝应该如何的相处。
Throughout their history, we can see the pattern of how it is that we should interact with God.
所以对以色列人，他会这样讲，他会这样问。
And so God asks the people of Israel.
以色列人会来问，他说：“这有可能吗？”
And the people of Israel respond back, "Is this possible?"
上帝有没有可能把他们以前背叛上帝，以色列人背叛上帝的这些一切的罪债一笔勾销呢
？Is God able to look past all of their rebellion and all of their sin?
如果这上帝这样做，是不是他算不算一个公义的上帝？
If God were simply to overlook all of their rebellion, would he still be a God of righteousness?
他是不是在嘲笑他上帝整个一套的公义的这种体系？
Would he be making a mockery of his own justice?
因为一个公义的上帝怎么能不惩罚罪人呢？
So how is it possible that a God of justice could fail to punish sin?
一个一次一次背叛上帝的人，上帝的民族怎么又能够再跟上帝一块同住呢？
How is it that a people who have rebelled against God over and over again could actually be reconciled with him?
其实我们今天也在问同样的问题。
Actually, we have to face the same question today.
因为我们跟上帝的关系也同样有问题。
Because our relationship with God has problems too.
我们的始祖犯了罪。
Our ancestors have committed sin.
我们也同样在反叛上帝。
And we have also rebelled against God.
保罗说
Paul says,
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这就难怪我们今天的生活，这个社会充满了罪恶。
This is why the society around us is filled with sin.
难怪我们仍然找不到我们所要在寻找的那个。
And this is why none of us can really find that which what we're really searching for.
所以如果一个公义的上帝已经准备好了来施怜悯，来饶恕。
So So if a God of justice has already planned to show mercy,
如果他的公义，他的公义是真的是那么一回事的话，
if God's righteousness is really as it is,
真的是我们可以觉得他是个公义的法官，
then we can really trust that he is a righteous judge.
他就一定要有一种办法。
He has to have a way to deal with sin.
他就一定要有一条道路。
He has to have a way.
使那些曾经背叛过他的以色列人能够恢复和他的关系。
So that the people of Israel who rebelled against him can be reconciled with him.
来建立一个永远的约。
And experience the blessing of an eternal covenant.
这就为什么以赛亚书我们学的第五十五章。
This is why in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55,
在这个之前，从四十章开始到五十五章，我们说是专门的，专门描写他们在巴比伦要回来的这整个这样一个过程。
From starting in chapter 40 of Isaiah all the way through chapter 55, these are all about the process by which God was going to bring the people of Israel back from Babylon.
当你读到这些经文的时候，你会发现每一章节就会起起伏伏的，一会儿好像盼望，一会儿你又觉得很失望，盼望失望，盼望失望，这样起起伏伏。
As you look through this extended section of scripture, you can see that the mood rises and falls. There's hope, and then there's discouragement, and then there's hope, and then there's discouragement.
然后到第四十九章跟五十五章，这时候又是整个一段，又非常不同。
And then from chapter 49 through chapter 53, it's very different again.
你会发现，在往上。
It's all climbing up.
在五十四章跟五十五章完全是在这上面，欢迎跳跃。
And chapters 54 and 55 are really way up here.
这中间哪怕五十四章跟五十二章都不太一样，问道都很不同。
The flavor in chapters 52 and 54 are very different.
到底是什么发生了改变？
What was the transformation? What changed?
就让以色列人，让先知可以有如此的信心，说上帝必将拯救他们。
What changed to allow the prophet to be able to say so confidently that God indeed is going to save his people?
到底是什么原因？
What's the reason?
不是我们的智慧可以理解的。
It's not something we can figure out by our own wisdom.
这是因为在52章后最后跟整个53章上帝提供了一条道路。
And that is because at the end of chapter 52 and in through chapter 53, God provided a way.
也就是弥赛亚基督。
That was through Christ, through the Messiah.
我们没有办法把它全都读下来，如果有机会我肯定非常想这样读，我们就挑中间两句。
We don't have enough time to read the entire chapter.
大家一二三请。他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽被压伤，因他所受的惩罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep,have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
就是说有了52章第13节到整个53章，上帝跟他子民的关系才可以恢复。
So God's relationship with his people is able to be reconciled, restored, because of what is described to us in chapter 53 of Isaiah.
因为他们的罪债已经被付掉了。
Because their debt of sin has been paid.
这个上帝的公义仍然得到了满足。
And God's righteousness has still been satisfied.
所以说这就先知就在督促他们。
And so the prophet is able to encourage them.
一二三请，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，在他接近的时候求告他。恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人应除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜悯他。当归向我们的上帝，因为他必广行赦免。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
其实有了耶稣基督，我们知道这个基督，这个弥赛亚就是耶稣基督。
We know that Jesus is the Messiah, so when we have Jesus,
所以我们才可以跟上帝的关系才能够恢复。
Our relationship with God is finally able to be reconciled.
所以二十四节，大家一二三，请。如今却蒙上帝的恩典，借着基督在耶稣里的救赎，就白白的得称为义。
All are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
所以上帝的拯救的道路就是让我们认罪悔改，来接受上帝弥赛亚耶稣基督的这样的道路。
So this path, this way that God has made, is to receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督就是上帝的智慧。
Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God.
所以无论有多大的挣扎在我们的生命之中。
So no matter what kind of challenge or struggle we're going
through. 无论我们觉得福音有的时候是多么的不可以理解。
No matter how hard it is we have, how hard we find it is to understand the message of the gospel.
或者我们觉得福音的能力我们没有办法理解。
Or we find it hard to understand the power of God.
所以我们都来选择接受，来选择相信。
We just have to choose to believe.
因为我们知道上帝的智慧高于一切。
Because we have to just rest in the idea that God's wisdom is higher than ours.
这个礼拜呢，郑雷有一个四十八小时的那种脑电图的叫做视频脑电图那样的一个技术在他身上，在儿童医院。
Earlier this week, our son Chris was admitted to Children's Hospital for 48 hours of observation using a video EEG system.
他们主要是想看他，当他发作癫痫病发作的时候，他大脑究竟哪个地方在，到底是在干什么？
They were trying to observe during the times that he has epileptic seizures exactly which part of his brain is causing the seizures.
结果呢，他跟医生就特别的配合。
And amazingly, he was very cooperative with the doctor.
等于说，平时他在家里或者在什么样表现出来，他全都表现出来。
And while he was there, every type of seizure that he's had at home, he also had there in the hospital.
还有在家里没有的，他在那边也会出来。
And also even some that he didn't have at home, he also in fact had there in the hospital.
但是他有一次就摔得特别的厉害。
There was one time that he actually had experienced a serious fall.
当然我在那个四十八小时，我们的任务就是说让他能够多多的发作。
And of course, our job during those 48 hours was to try to encourage him to have as many seizures as possible.
从来没有觉得自己会这么残酷过。
I never really felt that the life was so difficult before.
所以这个。完了之后，当然大夫得到了很多的数据，可以帮助他。
And of course, the doctors received a lot of very helpful data that they can use to help him in the future.
但是我发现自己回来的时候
，Then I found as we were coming home.
然后就整个情绪，我情绪上就有很大的波折，就有很非常低沉。
I found myself sort of sinking into a very depressed mood.
就觉得就开始问问题。
I started to ask a lot of questions.
我不知道你们问过没有。
I don't know if you ask these questions or not.
一个好的上帝为什么会允许这种邪恶在世上？
Why is it that a good God would allow this kind of evil in the world?
特别让在孩子身上。
Especially for a child.
一个这么有能力的上帝为什么不能来做这样的医治，让世界上就不要有这样的问题？
So a God who is so powerful, why doesn't he just solve all of these problems and heal these kinds of diseases.
你们问过这个问题吗？
Have you asked this question before, or is it just me who's wondering these things?
我想我们都问过，我知道我们都问过。
I know we've all faced this kind of question before.
我们都有各种各样的办法可以解释。
And we have maybe different ways of explaining this problem.
但是我那个时刻我需要上帝亲自的安慰。
But at that moment, I really needed God to comfort me.
我需要上帝亲自来讲话。
I needed God to speak to me.
结果神的话语就是
and God's word came to me.
神的话语说这是一个奥秘。
God said to me, this is a mystery.
但是你要相信我的智慧。
But you need to believe in my wisdom.
你也要相信我的道路。
You need to believe in my ways.
就是刚才以赛亚的这个话。
This was the words that just came to us from
Isaiah. 因为我的道路高于你的道路。
Because my ways are higher than
your ways. 我的智慧高于你的智慧。
And my wisdom is higher than your wisdom.
但是你可以时时刻刻转向耶稣基督。
You can always return moment by moment to Christ.
因为上帝解释这个苦难的方式从来都不是靠着我们理性。
Because God has never resorted to our logic to explain suffering.
上帝是他亲自来到这个世界。
God's answer is that He Himself entered our world.
他来经历我们的苦难。
And He Himself experienced our suffering.
他来和我们同行。
And He walked with us.
因为在他来经历这个苦难，做一个无罪的人来经历罪恶的人所加给他生命苦难的时候，他带来拯救。
It's because when Jesus Himself, who had never sinned, came into a world that was filled with sin.And he experienced suffering. It was through that suffering that he brought salvation to us.
那我就问郑雷的他的这个苦难到底有什么拯救的意义？
And so then I asked God, is there anything redemptive in Chris's suffering?
神说你有没有改变？
And God asked me, has your life changed?
有有有有有。
And I said, yes, 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 my life is changing.
我知道我们真的意识到，至少是我自己，我知道意识到自己的问题有多多。
And so it's through all of this that I've become to realize my own problems more seriously.
我知道我们生命中有多少的缺乏。
We realize how much we lack.
我真的我生命中缺乏耐心，缺乏信心，缺乏爱心。
I find that I lack so much. I lack so much patience. I lack so much love.
缺乏主的能力，缺乏品格，生命的品格，缺乏智慧。
I lack wisdom. I lack the character that I need to in life.
主说。对了
And God said to me, yes.
我的拯救就来了
said, yes, my salvation is coming to you.
所以主说来吧
So God invites us, come.
所以所有干渴的就来到我的水边
Come, all who are thirsty, come and drink.
主邀请我到他那里去
God invited me to come to him.
也邀请我们在他面前就不停的祷告来寻求上帝的能力
And he invites us to come to him and pray continuously.
所以我们可以接受这个邀请
So we can receive this invitation.
我们可以接受上帝的邀请，还有最后。
The third reason that we can receive God's invitation.
就是上帝的话语是可靠的。
Is that His word is trustworthy.
主是这样说。
God says.
一二三，请雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却要滋润土地，使地面发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回。却要成就我的旨意，达成我猜他的目的。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
所以上帝的话语，无论是关于他自己的。
So God's word, whether it's about Him,
他的本性，他的爱，他的公义，
His character, His justice, His righteousness,
还有他的能力，
and His power,
还是关于我们这些人的，
or it's about us,
比如我们人在最终的迷失，
for example, us being lost in sin,
而且我们认罪悔改的必要，
and the importance of repentance and returning to the Lord,
这一切的话语都会达到他的目的。
Every last word from God's mouth will achieve the purpose for which it was sent.
因为上帝的话语显明了他在人类对人类的这个目的。
Because God's word achieves the purpose for which it was sent into humanity.
显明他的美好的计划。
And demonstrates His purpose.
而且他的目的跟计划是善良的，是良善的。
God's purposes and His plans are good.
我们一二三，请。我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念要叫你们末后有指望这是耶和华说的
God says for I know the plans I have for you declares the Lord plans to prosper you and not to harm you plans to give you a hope and a future
所以上帝是要来祝福人类
God's plan is to pour out blessing upon humanity
来饶恕我们的罪
and forgive our sins
来从我们的各样的失败中过来拯救我们
and to save us from all of our failures
来给我们带来真正的医治
and give us complete healing
神的话语到新约的时候
when we move into the New Testament period
约翰就曾经就开始这样子说
John, the Gospel of John says this
太初有道道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这个道就是话语。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰接着说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光， 正是父独一儿子的荣光，从他的恩惠丰富地，我们都领受了恩典，并且恩上加恩。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Out of His fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given.
我们知道这个道就是耶稣基督。
We know that this word refers to Jesus.
当使徒约翰看到耶稣基督的时候，他就说。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said.
约翰福音一章二十九节，他说：“看了，看了，上帝的羔羊，除去世人的罪的。”
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
然后，约翰十二节一章十二节，凡接纳他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
所以说今年的圣诞节，我说我真想送给大家最好的礼物。
And so at this Christmas season, I really want to give everyone the best possible gift.
知道这个礼物，最好的礼物也就是耶稣基督。
You know that the best possible gift any of us could receive is Jesus Christ himself.
我们中间有人可能从来没有接受过耶稣基督成为他生命的救主。
Maybe there's some here who have never received Jesus as your Savior.
主今年就要给你这样的礼物。
This year, Jesus wants to give this gift to you.
让你能够因为有耶稣基督，你的生命可以得到洁净。
So that your life can be cleansed because of Jesus' presence.
可以得到真正的满足。
And you can receive true satisfaction.
我们中间基督徒已经信主很多年。
There are some of us here who have been Christians for many years.
但我们或许从来没有跟耶稣基督真正相遇过。
But then maybe we've never had really that true personal encounter with Jesus.
我们的生活没有福音的能力。
And we feel like our lives really lack the power of the gospel.
我们每天没有主的声音。
We don't feel like we have God's life, experiencing God's life every day in us.
我们的声音是如此的干渴。
And our lives feel dry.
今天主耶稣在今年的圣诞节要给你。
This year at Christmas, Jesus wants to give you his life.
因为主是奇妙恩典的主。
Because God is a God of amazing grace.
他是一个伟大智慧的主。
And he is a God filled with amazing wisdom.
而且他说话算话。He keep his words.
Oh, and he keeps his words.
好，我们大家一同低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你借着先知所告诉我们的，就是要趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，在他接近的时候来求告他。
Oh Lord, through the prophet, you invited us to seek you while you may be found, and to call upon you while you are near.
主啊，你要让我们生命之中来有这样的一个渴慕。
And Lord, you desire for us to have this kind of a thirst in our lives.
让我们来到你的面前。
Lord, let us come before you.
你还说，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人应除掉自己的意念，来归向耶和华。
Lord, you say that let the wicked man turn from his evil ways.
对吧？就给我们心智。要远离罪恶。
Oh Lord, we pray that you would give us that determination to turn away from sin.
我们知道现在就是你在的时刻。
Lord, we know that this is the moment.
因为你借着圣诞节这个奇妙的节日来再次提醒我们耶稣基督的心意。
Lord, it's through the Christmas season that you remind us once again of your will for us.
你要让我们的生命的空间，那有那最重要的，最重要的。
And you desire for our lives to be filled with the most important things in life.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus.
主啊，我们巴不得你就在我们生命之中就充满我们。
Oh Lord, we long for you to fill our lives.
你成为我们最思念的。
Lord, may you become the one that we think of most dearly.
你成为我们生命中那最真实的。
May you be the one who is most real to us in life.
我们愿意来信靠你。
Oh Lord, we desire to trust in you.
尽管我们觉得实在是没有办法这样做，但是我们愿意试。
Lord, even though we just don't know how to do it, Lord, we put our trust in you.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
来用这首歌来作为回应。
Let's sing this song again as a response to God's love and his invitation to us.
正当无人看守，将军铁石在歌唱颂扬。在玛利亚怀中安睡着时，就婴孩是
中间真的是有很多生命中有各样需要的，你的话语在打动我们，你自己的爱在邀请我们。
Oh Lord, at this time, Lord, we stand before you, Lord, we recognize that you want to speak to us, Lord, you want to speak to us through your word, you want to touch us.
主啊，我们中间你若是你自己在生命中有挣扎，你说我远离你了，主，我愿意回到你的面前，我愿意回到你的面前。
If you find that you, as you look at your own life and you realize that you have drifted away from the Lord, then turn to Him and say, Lord, I long to return to you.
你自己亲自来向主来讲。
Say this to the Lord. Speak to Him.
你说主啊，我把我的家里的任何的挑战放到你的面前。
Say, Lord, I put before you all of the challenges in my family.
我把我自己生命中任何的挑战放到你的面前。
And I put before you all the challenges in my own life.
我不再靠我自己的智慧，我自己的能力来当我生命的重担。
I don't want to trust in my own wisdom.
因为你自己亲自有邀请的声音说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来。
Because you have extended your own invitation to me, Lord. All who are weary and burdened, come to me, you say.
你跟主说够了，够了，我就要来到你的面前。
Say to the Lord,That's enough for me. I come to you. I come before you.
我不再凭着自己的聪明、自己的能力、自己的智慧过来解决我自己生命中间的问题。
I no longer want to trust in my own wisdom, my own ways to solve the problems in my life.
你才向神祷告。
Turn to the Lord and pray to Him.
我们中间若有你真是你从来没有接受过耶稣基督成为你生命的救主。你说今天我愿意来接受它作为我最好的礼物，我生命中一生中那最好的礼物。
If there's anyone here who's never put your faith in Jesus before, you've never received Jesus as your Savior, then turn to him today and say, yes, I receive you as this gift. I receive you as the greatest gift.
如果你今天你愿意来接受耶稣基督，你就把手轻轻地 举一下，就向主来举一下。
If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior today, then raise your hand and say to him, yes, I want to receive you.
你说我愿意来接受你耶稣基督到我的生命之中。
I want to receive you, Jesus, into my life.
来帮助我。
Help me.
来帮助我来面对我生命中各样的挑战。
Help me to face the challenges in my life.
你就把手举一下，轻轻举一下。
Raise your hand.
你说我愿意，你如果已经是基督徒，你有很大的生命中有各样的挣扎，你说我今天我愿意再一次来到主的面前。
If you're already a Christian and you realize you have a lot of big challenges in your life, you say, I want to come before the Lord.
你就把手轻轻地举一下。
Just raise your hand very briefly.
说我要今年这个圣诞节我就要不一样。
Say, Lord, I want to be different this Christmas season.
我就要主的恩典就是那么明显在我生命之中，我就不再干渴。
I want the word of the Lord to be filling my life, and I no longer want to be dry.
我不再靠着我的先生来满足我，靠着我的太太来满足我。
I don't want to depend on my spouse to satisfy me.
我不再靠着我的孩子来满足我。
I don't want to depend on my children to bring me.
我唯独靠你来满足我。
I just want to depend only on you, Lord.
我也不再靠着我的朋友来满足我，或者我的工作来满足我。
I don't want to depend on my friends or my work to find satisfaction.
唯独靠着你来满足我。
I want to depend only on you for satisfaction.
如果这是你的祷告，你就把手轻轻地举起来。
If this is your prayer, then raise your hand.
你向主来举，你向主。
Raise your hand to the Lord.
Amen. 放下。
Thank you.
我们再来唱第三段，来向这个新生的王来献我们生命的礼物。
So let's sing this third verse as we offer our lives to Him as a gift.
So bring what in for you is
Because you are our King.
你就是我们一直所要寻求的。
You are the one that we desire.
所以我们今天可以说我们找到了我们一直在寻求的。
We can say this morning that we have found the one that we're looking for.
我们把我们的生命就来如此的仰望。
Oh Lord, we offer our lives to you.
就摆在你的面前。
We lay them down before you, Lord.
求你来带领。
May you lead us, Lord.
求你来安慰。
May you comfort us,
求你来医治。
May you heal us, Lord.
求你来使用。
May you use us, Lord.
一切的荣耀都归于你的名。
And may all the glory and honor go to you, Lord.
让我们一同来领受神的祝福。
Let's receive God's blessing.
愿天父上帝的慈爱。
May the love of our heavenly Father.
我主耶稣基督的恩惠。
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
和圣灵的感动。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
在这个圣诞的季节。
In this Christmas season.
特别特别与我们同在，就像我们将来在耶稣再来的时刻与他见面的时刻。
Just as it will be when we see the Lord Jesus face to face when he returns.
那就是永远的同在。
Be with us forever.
那就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
Amen.
Amen.